Welcome to the Hillingdon Hospitals NHS Foundation Trust podcast.
Hello and welcome. I'm joined today by Matthew Page, who is the chair of DAWN, our Disability and Wellbeing Network, and Danny Karastinos, our Diversity and Inclusion Lead. We're here to talk a little bit about Deaf Awareness Week, which is celebrated at the start of May, and particularly people's experiences with hearing impairment. We're taking a slightly different approach this week. So Danny is going to be reading in for a colleague who has very kindly answered some questions in advance and shared a bit of their personal experience. So I'm going to hand over to Matthew now. He's going to take the lead on the questions.
Perfect. Thank you, Anne. Danny, the first question to yourself would be, what are the key messages of today that we're aiming to cover?
Thank you, Matthew. Thank you, Anne. So we'd like to discuss my experience as an intensive care nurse with a hearing impairment. I'd like to encourage other people with a hearing impairment who are considering a nursing career to pursue it. When I was younger, I was told I may not be able to join this profession, but I worked hard and made it possible. I will share some of the ways I adapt in my environment to make life easier and safer, as well as mention my strengths when I struggle with and how I overcome them.
Thank you. So next question, kind of following on from that, what areas have been identified as challenging within the workplace and how have these been overcome?
So initially, it was very difficult having to tell people I'm hard of hearing and talk loudly, or most importantly, get my attention first before talking to me, as I felt embarrassed. But now it's second nature. And by getting my attention first, it means I can then concentrate on listening, as I find it difficult to do a task and listen at the same time as I need to look at someone when they're talking to me. Therefore, the biggest challenge for me overall came during the COVID pandemic because of the use of the PPEs. Wearing masks and respirators put me out of my comfort zone, as like a lot of hearing impaired people, I lip read. Getting my attention before speaking to me so I know which direction to focus really helped. I think it's important to also mention the fatigue and exhaustion that I felt during the time from straining to listen so much due to not being able to lip read. It added an extra layer of discomfort and difficulty to an already challenging environment under such different circumstances, and I think people without hearing impairment may not understand this.
Thank you. I'm just speaking from my experience, someone who also has a sensory impairment, and sometimes that can trigger us and force us to work in slightly different ways, which can ultimately provide strengths to the team. Can you share any strengths that have kind of come about from your experience working in the role?
Yeah, of course. So because of my hearing impairment, one of my strengths is non-verbal communication. There have been a few long-term patients on the unit with a tracheostomy who cannot use their voice, but because I can lip read, I can often understand what they've tried to say, which helps with the frustration and is such a relief for both the patient, family and nurse. Another key point for me personally is that due to my hearing aids, I sometimes require a little bit longer to process everything that has been said before replying and do not respond instantly. I believe this delay happens with me some hearing aids, and it might be good practice for colleagues to know that this can sometimes be the case and not to mistake it for ignorance or rudeness.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's useful to know. I suppose it's a lead on from that. So can you share us how colleagues can have greater understanding and what we can do to support persons who have a hearing impairment?
Yeah, of course. So how about adapt it and learn new ways to adapt the environment? For example, when I start my shift as part of my safety checks, I will always ensure my alarms, whether it's the monitor or ventilator, are loud enough for me, and always like to reread a doctor's notes after the ward round to make sure I have heard all the information. So probably colleagues would be nice to communicate to me all the changes and maybe sometimes to repeat a few times just to make sure I understand fully. In the future, I'd hope for a hearing loop sound system in the unit just to enhance the sound for me, and as I can use a setting on my hearing aids. So generally, everyone is supportive and understanding. I believe that having a hearing impairment shouldn't be seen as a negative thing that hinders a career in healthcare. Instead, I think it can be harnessed and with support used positively to benefit patients and the team.
That's firstly, I just want to thank yourself, Danny, as an advocate and speaking on behalf and sharing the experience provided by a colleague. I mean, that's really, really insightful. And I think the one thing which comes to mind for me is relating to the hearing loop is whether that would something access to work would be able to support, or whether that's above and beyond reasonable adjustments. And the final question from myself would be, is there anything else that you would like to share or has come to mind for you?
Thank you, Matthew. As Diversity and Inclusion Lead, and Matthew as the chair of the Disability and Wellbeing Network, it might be good to invite people to join the network, and maybe Matthew, you can give a bit of more information about what the network does and how people get involved and how they can support the network's action plan.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'd link in with Anne and obviously Lucy from the communications team with that, and hopefully we can put someone out on comms in the very near future. And some other work that is currently taking place amongst the network is to do with reasonable adjustments that Laura and the previous chair had started. That should be moving forward in later this month and in May. There's also the mention of the health passport. That's something I'm picking up the baton on. And we're also linking with other London organisations to develop the network to see what is working well there and what could be transferred across to our trust. I think that's quite exciting.
Thank you.
So, that's it for today's episode. Thank you for listening. Please do join in the conversation about this episode, tag us in social media, and send us any other comments, and let us know your thoughts, and we'll see you next time.